Right now, the responsible party is putting together a plan to actually salvage the vessel. It's going to take some time, given its location, in a very remote spot of the Nooshkeag River. It takes a while. I mean, some of the salvage operations are pretty complicated. It's all based on how the vessels are situated at the bottom of the river. Right now, they might be having a little issues with the depth. I guess it's pretty shallow in that area, so they're getting the right machinery, the right vessels to actually undertake the salvage operation. A little bit of sheen coming off of it, but that should be rectified once the vessels are removed from the river. Not much we can do about a sheen, unfortunately. It's very, very small concentrations, but we'll definitely get to it, and we're definitely providing oversight until this is seen done.
All right. Bob, a few people that are near that site on the river have let us know that they smell more oil or fuel, and they're noticing more sheen than they did initially. Is that just kind of standard, that it begins to seep out more and sort of causes more of a noticeable impact? Are you concerned by that?
Anytime you have a vessel sinking, the primary thing is, you know, the fuel tanks and whatnot. But in this situation, we have crushed vehicles. They originally drained all the oil, all the fluids out of them, but there's going to be some minor sheening associated with that. And with sheen, too, you can't really pick it up with anything. It's hard to respond to. And we respond to it with sorbent materials, but they're primarily ineffective. You know, some of it can volatilize and that type of thing, but like I said, you know, the sooner, of course, you know, there is going to be some minor impacts, but the sooner we get the vessels out, the better.
And has Ridge provided any sort of a best-case scenario time frame to you as to when this might all be able to happen?
Nothing specific. It'd probably be a couple days, I'm thinking, you know, based on my conversation with the PRP. But like I said, you know, things can change, weather can change, currents can change, that type of thing. So we're just keeping apprised of the situation and providing oversight to it, and I'll probably have some updates in the future.
All right, Bob Whittier with the EPA. Thank you so much for the update.
Yeah, thanks.